For Joan ain't got nobody. She's nobody's sweetheart now.
Featuring the romantic singing of Andy Russell. A great comedy cast, including Verna Felton, Shirley Mitchell, the music of Paul Weston and his orchestra, and yours sincerely, Harry Ponzel. And here's the star of our show, America's Queen of Comedy, Joan Davis!
Oh, no. Oh, no. Stop it. Uh-oh.
Joan, don't. No, come over here now, will you? Put down that bass fiddle. You can't play it like a violin. It won't fit under your chin. It nearly does. Hey, Joan, come here now. No, now, put it down. Come here. I want to talk to you.
What do you want, Harry?
Well, listen. I tried to phone you all yesterday afternoon and got no answer. Where were you?
Oh, well, I went to a baby shower yesterday, and my friend Ethel Mack is expecting a visit from the stork, and I gave her a bassinet.
A bassinet? You know, Joan, I slept in one of those when I was a baby.
Gee, Harry, were you a baby?
Yeah. Well, of course, everybody starts out life as a baby.
Well, I don't think I did.
Wait, Joan, that's silly. When a person is born, if it isn't a baby, what is it?
That's exactly what my father said when I was born. What is it?
Swanville, USA, December 10th, this week. This week, with Christmas shopping hitting a new high in the nation, citizens of Swanville scurry from store to store, carrying packages of various sizes and peculiar shapes. But nowhere in Swanville will you find a more peculiar shape than in...
Joanie's Tea Room. Joan Davis speaking. Oh, hello, Mrs. Norrell.
What?
You want to know a good place in town to do your Christmas shopping? Well, everyone in Swanville goes to Havemeyer's department store.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing my Christmas shopping at Havemeyer's for the last 5 years. Do I like their merchandise? I don't know. I haven't been waited on yet.
Say, Joanie,
yeah?
Do you want me to start closing up the tea room now?
Yeah, you might as well, Harry. Gee, I'm tired. This has been a busy day.
Biggest day business since you opened the tea room. You know, Joan, we served 87 cups of tea today.
87
yeah.
cups? Gee, we better get a fresh tea bag for tomorrow. Harry, you check the cash register, and I'll see if Andy is through washing the dishes.
Yeah.
Oh, Andy. Andy Russell?
Yes, Miss Davis?
Are you through washing the dishes yet?
Almost. I just have a few dishes to finish.
He finished them.
Well, listen, Joan, why don't you fire him? That kid's got butterfingers.
Oh, Harry, you're just jealous of Andy.
All right, Joan, all right. I'll admit it. I am jealous of Andy. Why shouldn't I be? After all, you know how I feel about you.
How?
Well, I'm a man and you're a woman.
Oh, Harry, you're just superstitious.
Gosh, Miss Davis, I'm sure glad this day is over. As soon as we close up, I'm going to get out and do some of my Christmas shopping.
Yeah, me too, Andy.
Harry, you pull down the shades in the front windows, will you? Come on, Andy, let you and I go in the kitchen and turn out the lights.
But, Miss Davis, I've already turned out the lights.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go in and bolt the back door.
But I've already bolted the back door.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's lock the kitchen windows.
But I've already locked the kitchen windows.
Well, let's go in the kitchen, Andy. I'll think of something.
Good evening, Miss Davis. I hope I'm not too late to get a cup of tea.
Well, we were just closing, Mr. Havemeyer, but we never refuse a cup of tea to a steady customer like you.
Right you are, Joan. One cup of tea coming up. How are things at the department store, Mr. Havemeyer?
Oh, our Christmas business is great, Miss Davis, great. But I'm having a tremendous problem getting enough help, especially tonight. Oh, I wish I could get some extra help. You know, we're open late. Well, say, Miss Davis, what are you doing tonight?
What am I doing tonight? What did I do last night? What am I doing tomorrow night? Nothing.
Well, that's fine, Miss Davis. You know, I'll make you a business proposition. If you and your assistants agree to come over to my store and work tonight, I'll see that my store employees hold their annual dinner here in your tea room. What do you say?
Well, say, that's a great offer. How about it, Andy?
I'm in favor of anything that'll help you, Miss Davis. How about you, Harry?
Oh, me too. Say, Mr. Havemeyer, could I play Santa Claus in your store tonight?
Why, that's an excellent idea, Mr. Von Zell.
Oh, boy, I'll have lots of fun playing Santa Claus and putting on that long white beard. You know, that white beard fascinates me. Say, Mr. Havemeyer, do you know how Santa keeps that beard so white?
How?
Washes it with Swan.
Oh.
Oh.
No.
Oh, yes. Yes, it does. Why, of course, because for every washing need, Swan is the soap to use. Swan's actually four soaps in one, you know. The soap for bathing the baby, for your hands and face, for doing your dishes, and for your light laundry. Four soaps in one. That's Swan. Oh, good old Santa Claus. I can just see him flying over the rooftops in his sleigh, drawn by six beautiful white swan deer.
Reindeer.
You know, I don't think it will. It isn't even cloudy. Oh, I wish we could do that one again. Oh, really, Mr. Havemeyer, this would be a perfect day to make friends with those ever-loving swan suds. Swan suds won't go flat on you. They stand up till the job is done, working like mad, yet always pure and mild and gentle. Yeah, if you really want to make it a white Christmas this year, use Swan. What a soap.
You're very convincing, Mr. Von Zell, and you'll make a great Santa Claus. Well, see you all at my store at 8 o'clock. And now, may I have my check, Miss Davis?
Oh, sure. Here you are. Tea and donuts, 20 cents.
But I didn't have any donuts.
Oh, that's different. Tea, 20 cents.
That's more like it.
Jesus, shrewd businessman, that Mr. Havemeyer.
Say, Miss Davis, this works out fine for me. I can make some extra money working for Mr. Havemeyer, and while I'm in the store, I can buy the rest of my Christmas gifts. Especially one.
Especially one? Who for?
A girl. As a matter of fact, my best girl.
Your best girl? Oh, gee, Andy, it couldn't possibly be.
No, it isn't.
I didn't think it was. But please, don't tell me it's Barbara Weatherby.
Oh, no, I'm talking about my mother.
Oh, Andy, you mean you didn't get your mother's Christmas present yet?
Well, no, you see, I was waiting for a letter from my sister. She usually tips me off as to what Mom wants for Christmas.
Well, what does your mother want this year, Andy?
Well, she, Oh, you laugh at me.
No, I won't. What is it?
Well, she, It gets awfully cold up on the farm this time of year.
All right, it gets cold. Well, what does your mother want?
Well, I... You know, Mom gets up awfully early to milk the cows.
So do the cows. But what does your mother want?
Oh, all right, I'll tell you. Well, Mom wants a good old-fashioned suit of red flannel underwear.
Oh, why, Andy, you're blushing.
Well, gee, I kind of get embarrassed thinking about going up to a clerk and asking for a suit of ladies' red flannel underwear. Miss Davis, could you go for me?
Could I go for you, Andy? Sit on my lap and I'll... Oh, you mean, could I go for the red flannel underwear? Well, it's better than nothing at all, I guess. Oh, sure, I'll take care of it, Andy. What size does your mother take?
36.
Okay, I'll make a note of it. Mm-hmm. Size 36, red flannel underwear. Hello, everybody.
Oh, it's Barbara Weatherby. Hello, Barbara.
Hiya, Babs. I'll be with you as soon as I jot this down. Andy wants to get a special Christmas gift for his best girl, and I'm going to pick it out for him.
Really, Miss Davis, with your lack of taste, I would prefer that you had nothing to do with picking out Andy's Christmas gift for me.
For you? Oh, look, Babs.
Please, Miss Davis. Oh, Andy, what are you going to buy?
Well, you see, Barbara, Miss Davis was talking about...
Oh, don't tell me what it is. Let me guess.
But, Barbara,
Let her guess, Andy. This is going to be fun. I'm going to like this.
Yes. All right, Miss Marty. I'll bet I can guess what it is. Just tell me this. Is it something to wear, something to look at, or something to eat?
Well, it's something to wear and something to look at, but I wouldn't advise eating it, no.
Oh, then it is something to wear. Oh, I just can't wait till Christmas morning. I'm just itching to put it on. Is it a coat?
No, Miss Weatherby, it isn't a coat. I think we ought to tell
you. No, I don't want you to tell me, Mr. Von Zell. I'm usually good at guessing things. Something to wear, and it isn't a coat. Oh, I know. Is it something I can hang from my ears?
Now, there's something I bet the manufacturer never thought of.
Well, it isn't a coat. It isn't earrings. What color is it?
Red. But you see, Barbara,
it's... Red. Oh, my favorite color. Now I'm sure I know what it is.
You are?
Yes. Just the other day, Andy admired my red shoes and red gloves and remarked that I needed another accessory to go with them. Oh. Oh, Andy, I can't wait till Christmas morning to wear it on the street.
That I gotta see.
Oh, one more thing, Andy. Has it got a catch on the top?
No, but it's got a flap in the back.
Weatherby.
Yes?
You're guessing all wrong here. The gift we're talking about is a suit of red flannel underwear.
Red flannel underwear?
Yes, Barbara.
Andy, don't you think that's rather personal?
Rather.
But, Barbara, it isn't for you. It's for my mother.
Oh, your mother. Miss Davis, you deliberately misled me. Every time I talk to you, I see red.
Flannel underwear?
Oh, Miss Davis, I can't waste any more time with you. I have some shopping to do. I must order a gift for my pater.
Oh, what are you getting for your pater, Babsy?
Something a person of your strata of society would have no contact with. It's an engraving in steel of our family seal.
Steel. Seal. What a schlemiel. Gee, look at the time, Harry. It's almost 8 o'clock. We better get over to Havemeyer's department store and get to work.
Well, welcome to Havemeyer's, Miss Davis.
Oh, hello, Mr. Havemeyer.
I certainly appreciate you all coming over here to help me out. Oh, by the way, Mr. Von Zell, your Santa Claus suit is all ready for you on counter five.
Oh, well, okay. I'll see you later, Joni, Andy.
And now, Miss Davis, if you and Mr. Russell will follow me, I'll show you to your department. This way, please.
Oh, gee, I didn't know you had a band in your store, Mr. Havemeyer.
Oh, that music's coming from the phonograph department. That's where I'm putting you to work, Mr. Russell.
Oh, that's swell. See, that sounds like Paul Wesson's orchestra playing my friend Frankie's favorite song, Nancy.
Gee, it's a pretty song. Do you know it, Andy?
Oh, sure. I like it a lot.
Will you sing it to me? Will you?
Sure. Say, miss, do you mind starting that from the beginning again?
Not at all.
A heavy cold, hasn't she? Sing, Andy.
If I don't see her each day, I miss her. Gee, what a thrill each time I kiss her. Believe me, I've got a case on little Nancy with a laughing face. She takes the winter and makes it summer. Well, summer could take some lessons from her. Picture a tomboy in lace, that's Nancy with a laughing face. Did you ever hear mission bells ringing? Well, she'll give you the very same glow. When she speaks, you would think it was singing. Just hear her say hello. I swear to goodness, you can't resist her. Sorry for you, she has no sister. No one could ever replace my little Nancy with a laughing face. Betty Grable, Lamore, and Turner. She makes
makes my heart a charcoal burner. No one could ever replace my Nancy with a laughing face.
Nice work, Mr. Russell. Nice work. I'm glad I put you in this department.
See, Mr. Havemeyer, where am I going to work?
I'm putting you in women's apparel. I think you'll do very well in ladies' dresses.
Well, I haven't done too well in them up till now. Any questions?
Well, Miss Davis, you'll find the dress department right over there, just to the right of that information booth.
Thanks, Mr. Havemeyer. Say, do my eyes deceive me, or is that my lazy brother-in-law, Serena, sitting behind the information desk?
That's right. I put him to work this morning.
Well, what do you know? Hey, Serenas. Serenas. How do you like that? Asleep as usual. Serenas, wake up.
Alarm clock, second floor.
Serenas. Serenas, it's me, your sister-in-law, Joan. Look at me.
Plastic surgery, third floor.
Hey, Serenas, snap out of it.
Oh, it's you, Joni. Surprised to see me?
Well, I certainly am. Some information clerk. I bet you don't know where anything is in this store.
Ask me. Go ahead, ask me.
All right. Where can I find ladies' underwear?
Why, did you lose some?
Oh, Serenas, no.
Yes, Mr. Havemeyer says I'm a perfect clerk.
Are you sure he said clerk? Well, I can't talk to you. I got to go to work in the dress department.
Well, well, well. Working in the dress department, little girl?
Yes, Santa Claus. I'm just starting in. Oh, Harry, will you stop that?
Oh, Santa Claus beard didn't fool you, huh, Joni?
No.
Oh, hey, Joni. Here comes your next customer, and look who it is.
Why, it's Rosella Hipperton.
Yeah, I bet I can fool her. Now, don't give me away, Joni, huh?
I won't. Hiya, Hippie.
Hello, Miss Davis. And Santa Claus. Hello.
Well, hello, my dainty little creature.
Dainty little creature. Oh, Santa.
Say, Hippie, why don't you tell Santa what you want this Christmas?
Well, I'm afraid that what I want, Santa can't give me.
Well, now, what is it you want?
I want Harry Von Zell.
Oh, yes, you mean little Harry. Well, he was a naughty, naughty boy this year. I had to wash his mouth out with soap.
You did?
Yes. Swan soap, you know.
Been playing Santa Claus?
Well, all evening, Rosella. And you know what? I've been telling everybody to fill their stockings this Christmas with Swan soap. Sure, because Swan is pure as fine Castiles and mild, too. So mild, it's just what the doctor ordered for a baby's tender skin. So it must be a natural for your tub or shower.
Harry, Hippie came to buy something in my department.
Department? Well, break Swan in two. There's department for the kitchen and department for the bathroom. No, huh? Yes, listen, I tell you what. Break a big, generous bar of Swan in two and use it for everything in the house. You should just see it in the dishpan. A few swishes with Swan and you get suds faster than with other floating soaps. Suds that are so mild they help keep your hands looking beautiful, too. What a soap that is.
Well, that's nice, Harry. And now do you want to buy a dress, Hippie?
Buy a dress? From you, Miss Davis?
Sure, I'm helping Mr. Havemeyer out.
But you know absolutely nothing about style and fashion. Your taste in clothes is abominable.
Oh, Mildred, you pierce me. But really, Hippie, I know just what you need. Something chic.
Chic? Oh, what ignorance. It isn't chic. The word is chic. You need a French lesson.
The word is chic, you need a shave.
No, of course not. Mr. Von Zell, this girl is so uncouth. Miss Davis, if you really want to learn something about style, look at me. Do you see my jacket? It's made out of mohair by Schiaparelli.
Well, it looks like it's made out of horsehair by Seabiscuit.
I bet she has to feed her a lump of sugar every morning.
Now, stop it.
She'd look better wearing a side saddle. Oh.
Miss Davis, I didn't come in to buy any clothes from you. I came in to pick up a gown I purchased last week. Oh, Harry, wait till you see it. I bought it specially for the Christmas Eve ball at the country club. You and I are going to lead the grand march, and I do want to look my best.
Well, what kind of gown did you get, Hippy?
Oh, it's a soft white chiffon, and it's just alive with sequins.
Hmm. Did you try spraying it with DDT?
Yes. Let us not discuss this any further. All I want you to do is get my gown. The number of the package is 203.
Okay, Hippy, wait here. I'll get it from the shipping clerk. 203. 203, I gotta remember that. 203.
Oh, Miss Davis.
Oh, hello, Andy. Gee, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to buy that suit of red flannel underwear for your mom yet.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that, Miss Davis. I got up enough courage to buy it myself, and it's being wrapped now. All I have to do is give the shipping clerk this sticker with Mom's address on it, and he'll mail the package out for me.
Well, I was just on my way into the shipping room, Andy, and give me the sticker, and I'll take care of it for you.
Oh, thanks, Miss Davis. My package is number 302.
302. Okay, see you later, Andy. 302. Gee, that's funny. Andy's package number is almost the same as Hippie's. Hers is 302 and his is 203.
What packages do you want, miss?
Well, give me 302 and put this sticker on 203 and mail it out.
Okay.
No, wait a minute. Give me 203 and mail out 302.
Well, make up your mind, will you?
Gee, I don't know. 302, 203.
Miss Davis, will you hurry with my package, please?
Look, miss, I'm busy. What do you want me to do?
Oh, well, mail out 203 and give me 302.
Good. Here's 302.
Thanks. Here you are, Hippy.
Well, it's about time. And Harry, don't forget Christmas Eve. You and I are going to lead the grand march together. Well, toodaloo!
Well, Miss Davis, did they mail my package out all right?
Oh, sure, Andy. I gave the shipping clerk the sticker, and he put it on package 203 and mailed it right out.
203? My package was number 302.
Don't tear up your mutual tickets, fellas. A foul has been claimed.
What are you... Well, Joan, what is the matter?
Oh, boy, what a Christmas this is going to be. Huh? I can just see it. Andy's mother milking the cows in a white sequin evening gown while Mrs. Hipperton leads the grand march in a suit of red flannel underwear.
Oh, for him. What are you going to do?
Well, call up Dick Tracy. We found a new itchy tonight.
Joni will be right back, so I'm just going to ask you to think of all the things you use soap for. All of them. And I want to tell you that Swan will do every one of those jobs and do it swell. Because Swan's pure as fine cast steels. It's mild and gentle. It's hard working. Yes, sir, Swan's the all-round, all-American soap. It's swell for everything. For you, for baby, dishes, and light laundry. You name it, Swan will do it. And here's Joni again. Say, Joni, there's a strong rumor around Swanville that somebody's planning to open a tea room opposite yours next week and drive you out of business.
Yeah, I heard that too, Harry. But I'll take care of any competitors. I'll fight them to the finish.
Oh, good for you.
And anyway, Harry, right now I'm interested in a much more important fight than that. The fight against tuberculosis.
Well, I'm in your corner on that one, Joan.
I know you are, Harry. And I know everybody listening to us tonight will help, too. And you know how we can win, Harry?
Sure, by buying and sending out those cheerful Christmas seals.
Right. There's a buy that should be at the top of everybody's Christmas list, because the spirit of Christmas is the spirit of giving. And those Christmas seals on our letters and packages show that we have the true spirit of giving, giving health and happiness and life to others. So buy those seals and join the fight against disease. Won't you? Good night.
Joan Davis Show, presented by Swan Soap, is produced and directed by Dick Mack and is written by Jay Summers, Jack Harvey, and Cy Wills. And here's a last-minute reminder. Despite the end of rationing, used fat is still urgently needed for many important peacetime uses. And you now get 4 cents a pound for it. So keep turning it into your butcher, won't you? This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.